Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums a long time. How long? Longer than you've been alive. Straight up, we have open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. Of course, I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally in the Golden Glove as far as boxing amateurs concerned. So straight up, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? We've got a big fight coming up September the 12th, of course, live in Las Vegas, the Allegiant Stadium, of course, the home of the Oakland Raiders. Take that back to Las Vegas Raiders now, of course. But the bottom line is, I don't want to call him the best fighter pound for pound, but in the minds of some people, he still is. I don't get it. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez or Canela Alvarez. I'll call him that by the feminine for surname. But the bottom line is, you know, he really hasn't delivered in a long time. Of course, that last fight a fortnight ago with William Skull, man, that was like the worst fight you can ever imagine. I mean, it couldn't have got much worse than that. And of course, Canelo really never tried to press the action. He just kept following around like a dog on a leash, like a dog on a leash. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. You know, the Skull was holding the leash, and he was pulling on Canelo, and Canelo didn't do anything effectively. I mean, no knockdowns, no serious blows landed. He didn't have him hurt. And this, it was a horrible evening. It just was. It was a horrible, horrible evening. Of course, the Saudi Arabians put that on. The Saudi Arabians are trying to control boxing now. Well, of course, Dana White, speaking of Dana White, $6 million gate last week, of course. Give him some props. Montreal, Canada, $6 million gate. A couple weeks before that, a $2 million gate. Drawing 18,000 to 20,000 people for each entry of every event. So, you know, as much as I like to dog him, you got to praise him. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy Dio spent some time with us today, and we'll go back in time. I'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But straight up, we're going to spend some time going back to Foxwoods, Connecticut, and Diego Corrales and Asselino Freitas back in 2004. Straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Unbelievable night. Foxwoods was happy. Showtime. It has to be the fight of the year, Pedro. It was a great show.
Well, the fans are certainly happy. Of course, Diego Corrales capturing the WBO 135 crown with a TKO in the 10th round, a minute and 24 seconds. Popo sort of ran out of gas tonight, huh?
You know, he was his approach in the first six, seven rounds was a phenomenal way to fight such a great puncher, but he couldn't keep it up. Could not keep it up. And then after the murderous punches in the eighth and ninth round to knock him down, he was just unbelievable. Corrales came back, was frustrated, but didn't get too frustrated, came back, staked to his game plan, and he won the fight.
Artie Palullo of Banner Promotions, of course, you now have got Diego Corrales. So what's next for the new champ?
Well, right now he's going to celebrate, and then on Monday we'll figure out what Showtime's got planned.
How's Joel Casamora in a third fight sound?
Well, it might even sound a rematch for Arsenio Freitas right now, because I don't know. But it all depends on what's the best financial move and what's the right timing for everything. Casamayor could get a third shot. Showtime has him also on contract, so be easier to make a fight like that.
You found Freitas, what, through Boxino?
Yes, I did. 1997. 1997, we ran a tournament on ESPN called Boxino. Asselino was 11-0, and the rest is history. He went on to win his first world title in 1999 and has not lost a fight until this great fight tonight, and he's won three world titles, and he's a good kid.
Medical report on the Brazilian superstar?
I think he's going to be fine. They are going to take him to the hospital tonight just to check him out, because how he got off the floor and the second time was unbelievable. It was a terrific fight. But we think he's going to be fine. He's going to go home to Salvador, and he'll be back.
All right, now, closing shot. You've got a card next Friday on ESPN, correct?
That is correct.
Talk to me.
All right, we have a card in Pechanga on ESPN with Joe Alessine, who's 19-0 from Canada, and he's fighting J.C. Candelo, and it's Candelo's first fight back after being knocked out with Kasim Uma last January. So it's a good fight, good main event. It's at Pechanga. It's a great show.
Banner's got it going on 2 weeks in a row, folks. Next Friday night, ESPN2, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Artie, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Pedro.
Artie Palullo, the Philadelphia promoter. Of course, his famous line was, all it takes is a phone call. Like, he was a mafia, and he was, like, threatening people, this and that. You know, he was a good guy. I worked around him, and he did a lot of, I think he did a lot of Colombian dust around me, because he's one of those guys who's always had a nasal problem, this and that. And, of course, then he owed me like $1,500, and he said he wasn't going to pay me until he saw me in Puerto Rico. And guess what? He came up with the cash in a minute. Coincidence? Perhaps. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the date I'm bringing you back to is August 7th, 2004. Of course, the Foxwoods, Connecticut Resort, of course, in Mashantucket, Connecticut. Aselino Freitas is losing in 10 rounds to Diego Corrales. Of course, Diego Corrales having the next fight with Jose Luis Castillo. Of course, he won that fight in the 10th round, but really he lost that fight because he was beaten up so bad he should maybe never fought again or taken at least a year off. But no, they pushed him into a fight 5 months later. They had him in training. Tommy D, they had Diego Corrales in training 3 months, about almost 2.5 to 3 months later after the beating with Castillo the first time, and they put him in the second time, and they were surprised he lost.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
You know, and then, of course, he lost the fight with Castillo by KO, lost a split decision to Joel Casamore, and then he lost a final fight, a 10-round fight to Joshua Clatty, where he stepped up in weight. Of course, that was a mistake, but, you know, the bottom line was Diego's one hell of a fighter, but he was a guy that I watched from the amateurs grow up. I mean, from when he was a kid, I mean, a little skinny kid, 80 pounds, 90 pounds. Then he came the IBF 130-pound champion. We were so proud of him, this and that. And then he went to jail, had some issues with his ex-wife, I think her name was Olga, and then, of course, he got out, and he and I were bitter enemies because I was pissed off of the fact that, you know, he pulled this domestic violence move and blah, 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 and I was blowing him up on the air and this kind of good stuff, so positively before he did that, and afterwards, we had our little differences a couple times, and then we got together and hugged and that kind of good stuff, so we were back on the same page, and, you know, this the thing in Connecticut, I mean, that was his last hurrah. That was his last hurrah from that point forward. It was all downhill. But when he died in 2009, I truly believe that he had alcohol in his system, but I truly believe it was suicide. And the reason why I believe that is I think the depression, the combination of depression and the depression from alcoholism, the depression from possible chronic traumatic encephalopathy or CTE, he had the smallest head in the world. He had a head like the size of a 10-year-old, okay? I mean, for a man, he just had a small little head. And you just don't take punishment like that. I think it's just not that, it isn't that well received. Anyway, Diego Corrales, may he rest in peace. We'll hear from him a little bit later in the show. Anyway, Tommy D, how's life treating you?
Life is good. I just want to add that it's funny because about an hour ago, I just did an interview and we spoke with Ishay Sugar Shay Smith from Las Vegas. And he had a great friendship with Diego Corrales. They were really good friends. And he said a lot of nice things about Diego. He said he was very nice in person. You know, the person that was outside the ring, he's very soft spoken, did not equal to the fact that, you know, who he was inside the ring, you know, because inside the ring, he was a killer. And he said that, you know, one of the things Diego would say is that, you know, he would fight until, like, you know, till they killed him. Like, they, you know, that was his mentality, you know, like he was not a quitter. You know, so
but you know what, you know what impaired him along the way was alcohol. I mean, when he pushed Olga down a flight of stairs and then drug her back up by her hair, I got a problem with that. He whooped on her pretty good. He did all kinds of vile things to her. And then he said it was all because he was drunk. I don't want to give alcohol that much of an out. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, if you're doing that kind of stuff, you got some issues. But he got out of jail, and I thought he was happy for a little while, and then his boxing career went south, and I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they pushed him into this rematch. Gary Shaw and the aforementioned Artie Palulu just appeared just now, who wanted to be gangster. They pushed him into this fight, man. I mean, if he should, did you see that fight with the fight with Castillo when he spit out the mouthpiece and that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, that was the fight of the year and fight of the decade or fight of the century. That was a great fight. He spit out the mouthpiece, I think, twice. They warned him, that bought him, you know, some time, and he came back and he got knocked down in the same round, and he came back, he stopped Castillo. I mean, that was a great round. If not a great fight of the century, but a round of the century.
No, and I'm all for that, but you really think he should have been back in training like 6-8 weeks later?
No, and then if I'm not mistaken, Castillo came in overweight and they kind of redid the weight or the catch weight or whatever, and you know, it was unfair. Like, Castillo had a great advantage in that fight, and you know, I believe Castillo stopped him in the next fight.
Castillo weighed 138.5 for the rematch. He stopped him in the fourth round. That was a citizen. That was just so sad. And you know what? You know, I talk to these guys, and when you talk to guys in different stages of life, you can see the the either cognitive advances or the cognitive declines. You hear where I'm coming from? You can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it in guys, you know. And a lot of times, Tommy D, I think I tried to mention this a little bit earlier, is that I'm looking straight at guys, and they're looking at me, and they've been looking at me their entire lives. And guys that I grew up with, the amateurs and this and that, and the term pro and this and that. I won't mention some name, any names. But you're looking directly at them, and they're looking at you, but one eye is not looking at you. One eye is a little off. And I think that one eye being a little off, Sugar Shane Mosley, James Page. Wow. Anyway, I think that's a sign of cognitive decline from the effects of professional boxing.
No, it definitely is. I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, you know, taking punches to the head is not a good thing. And, you know, it's not just the fights. You know, these guys, when they're training and preparing for fights, you know, whether they're doing sparring or any type of sparring before the fights, you're taking shots to the head, whether you got a headgear or not, you know, and it all adds up at the end of the day. You know, it's a brutal sport.
You know, Tommy, I was a better gym fighter than I was a ring fighter. I just was. No, yeah, just ask me, man. I could school guys. And I sparred 90 rounds with Carlos De Leon when he was the WBC Cruiserweight champion.
Cruiserweight.
I mean, he didn't rock me. He didn't roll me. He used me para rápido, Pedro, para rápido. You know, I mean, that's for the speed.
So how much
speed.
He outweighed you? He definitely was a bigger man then.
He was about 200 pounds then. I guess I was about 150, 145.
And you're sparring a guy 50 pounds bigger than you? That's not good.
No. He wasn't cracking me.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't cracking me. He was using me for defense. He was using me for defensive skills. Because the guys that he was going to fight was Bash Ali. And Bash Ali, the word rumor was that I gangster slapped Bash Ali in a box in a Newman's gym sparring session. Rumor has it, he couldn't touch me. And when De Leon found out, they said, you know, Pedro, can you spend some time sparring with us? We're not going to hurt you. We're not going to clip you or anything like that. But I did about between 80 and 90 rounds with him.
Okay. All right. Your eyes look good, right? So like I'm assuming he didn't touch you. So that I was just curious. I had to ask.
No, but you know, listen, it was funny as I was looking at the National Golden Gloves that's taking place. So I remember when I went to the National Golden Gloves, I got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I told you I looked across the ring, this dude I was fighting, Ernie Chavez. There was like eight of them. Eight Ernie Chavez. There was eight. I mean, you look across the ring, you're supposed to like see one guy, and he's probably like, you know, snarling at you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there, I knocked you down, man. But you're looking across the ring, there's eight guys snarling at you. So I didn't know which one I was going to fight. And of course, then I looked at the referee. There was three referees. So there's 11 guys in the ring besides me. That's like nine more than there should be.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. You know, it's a brutal sport. I mean, you know. You got to interview a guy last week that, you know, has something, you know, he's going to school and full time He's a professional fighter. You know, he got something he can fall back on. You know, a lot of these fighters don't have anything to fall back on. You know, again, I'm going to refer to the interview I just did because it's fresh on my mind. I was speaking to Ishay, and he's talking about his relationship with Floyd, and, you know, and he's talking about how Floyd, you know, he may have done some good things, but he did a lot of bad things. He wasn't genuine, you know, as well. And, you know, a lot of these fighters that he had fallen out with, they had nothing to fall back on. There's no pension. There's no nothing, you know. And, you know, so these guys, these fighters, they need something to fall back on or somebody to teach them how to do a, you know, invest in a 401k and, you know, invest their money properly so they have something when they retire.
Approaching 24 minutes past the hour, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, Jack Fisk told me about 25 years ago to never fall in love with a fighter. Unfortunately, I sort of fell for this guy when he was an amateur. He's done his thing at 130, and now he's a champion at 135 pounds. What can I say, Diego, but you made my trip. He's wonderful.
Thank you. I'm glad I could make your day. I hope I made a Sactown and all Northern California's time easy. I mean, I hope I represented us good.
Well, you know, they were in the crowd. A lot of people from Sactown here in the crowd. Now, the question is going to be, how come you haven't fought at home in, like, in 7 years?
You know, I just go where the networks take me. That's, you know, that's the job. And no matter where I fight, I still represent my home. You know, I'm still from Sac. You know, the Kings don't play at home all the time.
Oh, that's true. Talking about the Sacramento Kings. Now, Aselino Freitas came out. He won the early rounds. He was frenetically moving here and there. I mean, wearing out energy. Did you know he was going to do that?
Yeah, we anticipated. So it was stay patient, keep my hands high, keep everything nice and tight, defense locked down, which I did early on, and keep sneaking those little body shots in there, which I did. I snuck little body shots in here and there and kept my patience and didn't worry about it.
Easier to take a punch with the extra 5 pounds on, even though the guy's heavier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, the weight made a huge difference. It played a huge difference.
What do you want to do here? You got Juan Diaz at 135. I think he has a WBA title. And then you've got Julio Diaz with the IBF title. These guys out there with different lightweight titles. I think Castillo has the WBC title. Where would you like to go here?
Hey, I say we all have round robin.
What about a third fight with Casamayor?
He gets the mix. He can get in the mix. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, he jumps in the mix. There's no problem with that.
Got to point out a couple flaws tonight, okay? And you know I watch you like a hawk. You fought a little square tonight. Your shoulders were square to your opponent more than you were L'd out. Did you notice that?
Actually, I think because I wanted to slide the right hand underneath there, and I did slide in there a lot. It was part of the movement, so there was a little square out, but not enough to make a real consequence.
Doesn't take away from your leverage or your reach?
Not at all, because actually it was utilized for a certain shot. I mean, so when there are certain things you got to do when you got a shot that you want to land.
Diego Corrales is our guest, folks. The lightweight champion, now the reduced popo to poo-poo in 10 rounds. Were you surprised he sort of said, I'm out of here?
Yeah, I mean, I think my reaction said showed how surprised I really was. I was. I mean, he's a puncher. I expect nothing different than what I would think. I mean, okay, I've been down. Okay, I'm behind. But I just need one chance, one opportunity.
You know, you've seen in the last couple of years, and you know I've known you a long, long time, but you seem to be rolling sevens now. You got a lovely new wife. Your life's together. You aren't any police blotters anymore. I mean, it's all good, huh?
Everything nice. Everything's real nice.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You know, I can't believe it, but we're doing this remote broadcast as I speak. And I just got an Amber Alert on my phone. I mean, it says I have a Do Not Disturb on. The phone's turned off the whole 9 yards. You know, hey, we need to pull that.
Well, you know, I've only worked with Diego two
Bailey.
It's amazing. He's beaten two of the slickest top guys at 130 and 130.
Yeah, Bailey. He said cut it, I think.
Cut it. Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're doing a remote broadcast today because the streets of San Francisco are paralyzed from the Beta Breakers race. Of course, it's sort of like the San Francisco Marathon, but it's not the marathon. They start like at the Ferry Building, which is one part of the city, and they run all the way out to the beach, which is like another part of the city. Bottom line is, it's a long race. You got to be an idiot to run that race because it's up kind of. Anyway, bottom line is, 100,000 people run the race. Okay, so it paralyzed the city. I couldn't get to the studio today, and therefore I'm stuck at home doing a remote broadcast as I speak. And, of course, Tommy D is patient enough to go through everything with me here. And, of course, things, when you do remote broadcasts, they just don't seem to go as right as you want to. Speaking of going right, Tommy D, let's talk about the Vargas brothers, Fernando and Emiliano. Who's the better one, the Vargas brothers?
I think Emiliano's the better of the three.
Okay, tell me why. He's 14-0 with 12 knockouts, and tell me why.
I think he's just he's more active. The other two brothers haven't been as active. They're picking up more fights now. I think it's Junior, and then it's Armando, I think his name is the other brother. They're starting to get more active now, but I think Emiliano, he's been active the last 2 years, very active. I think he's got like 8 or 9 fights within the last two and a half years, and he just looks crispy every time he fights. I mean, and honestly, you know, as far, you know, the way boxing is now, as far as, you know, they want that look, I believe he has that look as well, you know. And, you know, he goes in there to try to take you out and knock you out. I think he's more crispy on his punches as well than the other two fighters, and I just see stardom around this kid more than the other two brothers.
You know, the father and I were pretty tight when he was coming up. Of course, he sort of ran afoul of the law down there in San Bernardino, got in problems with the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. And then his promoter and his manager, I'm talking about the Duvas and Shelley Finkel, decided they were going to throw him to the wolves. In other words, they had to get their money back on the investment, and they figured if they stuck around, if they played around too long, that he was going to screw himself and go to jail. You following me, Tommy D?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so they put him in the fight with Trinidad probably sooner than he was ready. I mean, he wasn't ready for that fight, I don't think, not from a experience point of view. Of course, he got lit up, and from that point forward, things didn't go that well for him. Then again, he had Oscar De La Hoya on the ropes in the first round. I was sitting there like in the first or second row. I said, he's about to knock Oscar out. But then again, he had that steroid-looking body. I was saying to myself, he looks like he's on steroids, and he was.
And he was. That was crazy. I remember him saying, I remember one of the pre-fight interviews he did. He was like, yeah, look at me. I'm in the best shape of my life. I mean, come on. Mexicans are not supposed to look at the way I look right now. You know, that was the words he used. He said, Mexicans are not supposed to look like this. And then there was a reason why. He popped. I thought he was going to get Oscar out too. It was like the first round. He had him sitting on the ropes, I think. He was sitting on like the second rope.
Yeah. You know, give Oscar props because he's got big, you know what? I mean, he could have easily bowed out in that one. He could have. He bowed out in the other fight against Hopkins, I thought.
Yeah, the I mean, it seemed like it was a good body shot, and he did well in that fight too. I thought he was winning that fight against Hopkins. He did better than what a lot of people thought. And then when he took that punch to the solar plex, or you know, he just couldn't get up. I don't know if he bowed out or if he was really hurt.
Well, here's what's up. When I stood in line to bet the fight, I bet that fight, there was a line all the way out the arena. I mean, it was almost one of the things where you had to pay somebody to stand in line for you. Kid, you know, that's how long I was in the line, a half hour. So I placed this bet on Hopkins. Hopkins was like a 2-1 underdog. I kid you not, it was like crazy. So anyway, big long line. I mean, I've never seen the bookies that occupied with Oscar De La Hoya bets, right? And then when it came time to refund the ticket, I was the only one in line.
Why was you the only one in line? You're the only one that took Hopkins?
Yeah, I was the only one that took Hopkins. I mean, all the Mexicans, they were betting Oscar left and right. It was like a disease because Oscar was winning. Oscar was just winning and winning and winning. People got hooked on that. People got hooked on that. Just bet him fight after fight after fight. Well, eventually you're going to lose.
Yeah, that's true. But Hopkins was at the peak of his career. I don't remember what the odds were. I thought Hopkins would have been favored because I didn't think De La Hoya had a chance to beat Hopkins when that fight was made.
I didn't think he had a chance to beat. I didn't think that Trinidad had a chance to beat him either. Of course, when I went to the fight in New York City, of course, that was right after 9/11. I think Trinidad and Hopkins did it up, and of course, Hopkins and I spent some time at the post fight party. I've got one of his hand wraps. I think I got his right hand wrap.
Yeah, it was controversy over the hand wrap. I believe it was because. They thought he was stacking or he wrapped his hands a little too much. I think
I have the hand wrap, so there were no brass knuckles in it. Believe me.
No, I know that I know, but they made a big deal of it. I think it threw him off. I think a couple things threw Trinidad off that fight because 9/11, right? They had to postpone the fight like a couple weeks, and I think because they had to postpone the fight, Trinidad was already here in the city. You know, he had to stay here during that time. While Hopkins was able to go down back to Philly and, you know, keep working out and stuff. Okay. So
Tommy
I think
D,
that was a big difference.
Tommy D, we're running into a hard break. I'm going to say one thing about Trinidad and Hopkins. Size matters in two things, pornography and the Trinidad-Hopkins fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One of the better referees, pound for pound, in the world of boxing. He's dressed pretty nice tonight as well. I'm talking about Michael Ortega. How goes it, Mike?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Tough fight tonight, being to officiate, because, you know, he spit out his mouthpiece once and then twice. And the first time he spit it out, it sort of looked pretty obvious. Did it look obvious to you the first time?
Actually, no, it did not. I didn't see him spit it out at all. I believe you're talking about when he got knocked down the first time? Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay, I was coming up behind Corrales. So Corrales was between Freitas and myself. Basically grabbed Corrales from behind the back, the shoulders, to put him in the neutral corner. And as I turned to put him in the neutral corner, the mouthpiece must have came out. And when I turned back, that's when I saw the mouthpiece. So I didn't actually see him spit it out. I don't know if he got hit and it fell out. I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it got hit. And maybe he got hit like the first time. And
but you didn't give him the benefit of the doubt the second time?
No. I told him in the corner, I gave him a warning. I said, hey, that's two times. That's the next time I'm going to take a point. And that's what I had to do. After I took a point, I also went to the corner again after the round. And I told him, you do it one more time, you're going to get disqualified.
What's your father's first name?
Gaspar.
Gaspar Ortega, fantastic fighter.
Yes, he was. Thank you.
Legendary. People talk about him still, and he never made it to be champion, but your father commands a tremendous amount of respect. How come?
Well, I think basically two things. One, he was always in shape every time out, and every time out he always gave it his all. Never ducked anybody. And I think that's what the people want to see. You know, they want to see true gladiators. And I must say, he must have been one of the best, because, he's had, I believe, Ring Magazine recorded 185 of his fights. So he was out there quite a bit. I think about 42 of them on national TV.
World class referee, a gentleman, outstanding man in the world of boxing. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you. Pleasure being.
Back 2004, Foxwoods, Connecticut. Michael Ortega, referee, still rocking and rolling. I mean, he's had quite a career. I think he's refereed over 400, close to 400 fights, 358 fights. But his father, Gaspar Ortega, the great Gaspar Ortega, I got to meet him a couple of times. He had 139 wins, 39 losses, 69 KOs, was stopped two times with six draws, and he lost his last 10 fights. In other words, he was in last 10 out of 11. But he was an opponent at the end. But the bottom line is, he was one hell of a nice guy. He was a class act to be around. His son is a fine example of the family. You know who Mike Ortega is, Tommy D?
The referee. I think he's from Connecticut,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, from Connecticut, yeah. Good guy. His father was a class act, man. Both those guys, classy dudes, no doubt about that. Now, we talked about the Vargas brothers, of course, and you, where you think you're going in that. What about Tim Zhu? Let's talk about the son of Kasia Zhu. Of course, having got lit up twice, I think he won a comeback fight, but does that mean anything?
I mean, it all depends. I mean, it all depends on, you know, you're only as good as your last fight, right? So his last fight, he looked good. He didn't fight, you know, anybody particularly, you know, proven, but, you know, his next fight, he's got a rematch with Fundura, a guy that, you know, he looked good first two rounds, and then the cut happened, and, you know, we already know what happened with that, with his corner didn't adjust.
Why does he deserve a rematch with Fundura? Hold on a second, this sounds like some WBC bullcrap here, okay? He loses a split decision to Fundura. That was in 2024, March 30th, 2024, at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, a split decision in 12 rounds. Tim Cheatham, your favorite guy with that good name, had 116-112. Donald Sutherland had 115-113 the other way, and Steve Weisfeld had 116-112 the other way as well. But Tim Cheatham. I mean, folks, think about that. If you were a boxing referee, or any time a referee or a judge, imagine that being a judge, like in a municipal judge, Judge Tim Cheatham. I mean, you know, something's wrong. It would be like, I'll let it go. And then just let it go on that one. But bottom line is, I'm looking at Tim Zhu here. And Tim Zhu, of course, is going to take on a guy by the name of And take it back. He beat Joseph Spencer last time out. He's going to take on Fedora one more time. But he lost the split decision to Fedora. Then he got lit up by Bakram Muchamov, who was like 22 and zip. Lit him up in three rounds. What's that guy doing these days? Have they got this guy? Have they ran him out of boxing yet for messing up the apple cart?
It sounds like it, because he hasn't fought since that fight. I mean, I don't know when he's supposed to be back in the ring.
You see what I'm saying, right?
I haven't seen him.
You see exactly what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, he's in the back of a milk carton because, you know, he messed up everybody's plans.
Yeah, he messed everybody's plans up. 23-0, 17 KOs, of course, comes out of Russia as an Orthodox fighter, stands 5'11" at super welterweight. I thought he was a big surprise. And, you know, he didn't cut Tim Tszyu or nothing like that. He just lit Tim Tszyu up.
I don't think anybody expected this, but he totally dominated. He knocked him down like three or four times.
All right, why doesn't he get to fight with Fedora?
I don't know. I mean, the different sanctioning bodies, I guess, that was for the IBF. I don't know why they don't set up a unification. But at the end of the day,
you know why they don't set up a unification. Don't play naive. They lose control.
They do lose control. Right. The WBC loses control.
The WBC, the World Boxing Council, the Weeby Canelo, the World of Bunko and Chicanery. Can I keep going?
You probably could. Enough?
No, I probably could. I think that's sufficient. That sort of states what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I think Tszyu deserves a rematch with Fedora. I'm not sure he deserves a rematch.
But he doesn't deserve it in place of this other dude. And you don't give it to him after getting knocked out in his last fight. I mean, come on. You just told me you're only as good as your last fight. And Fedora was knocked out. I mean,
no, he won his last
Tim
fight.
Tim Tszyu was knocked out in his last fight. So he was knocked
out.
No,
but he came back and he beat Joey Spencer. I mean.
Yeah, but that doesn't. come on. So I'm going to go back to Bakram, man. This guy must have no connections.
I have no idea what's the deal with him, but that fight was in October of, you know, what was it? October of last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're counting on what, 7 months now?
Yeah. Well, Sebastian Fedora, 6'5", 154 pounds, call him what you want. He's got a sister that's long and lean as well. You know, I'm not a big Sebastian Fedora fan. I'm just not. I mean, I think he can be beat. He's been knocked out once already. And of course, I'm just not a big fan of his. 22-1, 14 KOs. Of course, that one loss, it was a stunning loss to Brian Mendoza. Mendoza stopped him in the 7th round and 12th round fight. One punch, baby. Lights out.
One punch. You know, Fedora is what, you know, what a lot of people would call is a weight bully. You know, he's as big as a heavyweight. He's as tall as heavyweight fighters. And he's fighting at 154 in a weight class, and he's already been dropped, and he's been dropped a couple times because he was dropped against Eric Salubin as well, you know, and he's been stopped badly. I mean, you know, I thought Tszyu was on his way. I thought he dominated the first two rounds. I thought he was on his way to maybe stopping Fedora as well, in my opinion,
yep.
Before the cut, you know. So I think this is just a ploy to kind of give Tszyu another shot at a title, or, you know, to get his title back and maybe set up another big fight. But 154, they have a lot of solid fighters, but No big matchups being made. You know, I like Xander Zayas. You know, he's going to fight the guy that upset, had a big upset a few weeks ago. I can't get the name right now. It was De La Hoya's guy. He just upset it. Georgie, wow, I'm messing up with these names.
It's all right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Lubin is now a player in the mix. They want to get Lubin a shot again. I'm hearing here's one. Here's one that is rumored to happen. I don't know if it's signed yet, but they're trying to set up your favorite guy, Errol Spence, against Keith Thurman.
No, my favorite guy is Devin Haney.
Why you had to do that for? Why?
Because Errol Spence got messed up in a car accident. Devin Haney got messed up at birth.
Oh man, that's diabolical.
I'm not a Devin Haney fan. In fact, you know, I thought his father was calling out Teofimo Lopez, this kind of stuff. The father should fight. Teofimo Lopez should take on Bill Haney. Senior should take on Bill Haney because they're both jerks.
I'm okay with that if both fathers fight. But yeah, but what do you think about that? Spence hasn't been in the ring since, you know, he got annihilated by Bud Crawford. Taking on Keith Thurman, who just fought once in the last like 3.5-4 years.
Well, it's a perfect fight for Spence, I mean, you know, I mean, he's got a guy that's basically inactive, a guy smoking weed in the trees and that kind of good stuff in the woods. And, you know, I mean, I give him props, but I just don't go smoke my weed in the woods. I don't know why you want to go out in the woods and smoke weed. I don't get that. You got to run away.
Maybe you don't enjoy nature. Maybe he enjoys nature, you know?
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway. I don't know. I guess everybody's got their own thing. But anyway, let's talk about one of the best fighters in the world. Bam Rodriguez, Jesse Rodriguez, 21-0, 14 KOs. Of course, now fighting at super flyweight, 115 pounds. Is he the 118-pound guy, 122-pound guy? Or is he going to be stopped at one? Because I think he was 112 before. Some of these guys are moving up at those lower weights, just can't make the jump in size. Can he do it?
I think he can. I don't see why not. I mean, I think he may have to if he wants to get big money fights, I guess, moving up in weight. I mean, those little guys, they don't get as much as respect as, you know, the bigger guys, because it's hard to gauge who's really good and who's really not at those, you know, small weights. So right now, what, he's fighting at 115 pounds. So is he super flyweight? You know, so I think, you know, 122, he could cap at 122. 126 is a lot of good fighters at 126. You know, so you're talking about, what, 10 pounds?
Okay. So Jesse Rodriguez is slated to take on July 19th to take on a guy by the name of Fulema Kafu. He's 11-0 with 8 knockouts and 3 draws at home.
3 draws at home. So what does that tell you? That
means he got lit up 3 times at home.
That's exactly it. So that's perfectly said. And then one of those, I believe, was like this. I'm looking at it now. His second fight of his career was a draw, 4-round fight against a guy that made his debut, and then in a 10-rounder, he in his fifth fight. So yeah, early
and
on
his fifth
career,
fight against a guy that was 6-6,
a draw, and then he got a majority draw, and was against a guy that was 20-1.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah. Jackson Chalky. Bottom line is he can't fight.
Pretty much. So he's there to get his first loss. He won't be getting no draws in this fight because he'll probably be stopped.
No. Let me tell you, he's getting laid out. He's getting laid out. This guy's getting laid out. Let me tell you, folks, if you want to bet on a sure thing, I think it's betting on this guy getting knocked out. I don't care if he's got 8 knockouts or not in 11 fights, of course, the 3 draws. The 3 draws are the most telling part of his entire record, because had he not had those 3 draws, he'd probably be 11-3.
It'd be 11-3.
Okay. Of course, absolutely, this fight's going to take off at the Ford Center at Star Fiscal, of course. Got to give Bam Rodriguez credit, though. He's capturing a good audience. I mean, people want to see him fight. He's one of the most entertaining fighters going. And he may bring some attention to those lighter weight classes, because Tommy D, 108 pounds, 112 pounds, nobody cares about that. 115, 118, 122, that's where the money's at.
Well, he's at 115. So I think flyweight is 115, if I'm not mistaken.
Super fly.
I think he's really good. I think he's solid. It's hard to gauge. But remember when Chocolatito, I believe he was at 115, or maybe a weight class below. He's in that weight class now. But
that guy was the most overrated guy in the history of boxing.
Yeah, but don't tell that to the people of HBO who loved him. They loved him.
I know it was Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman had a sexual relationship with him. He must have. He was copulating him vocally on the air.
You're right. That's what I was referring to. I didn't want to go that far, but yeah, you're 1,000% right. That's what I was referring to. They love some Chocolatito.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go with this one. So he started rolling some music in the background. The bottom line is that was the end of HBO. Remember, they signed him to some type of contract. They signed Chocolatito to some type of contract.
Yeah,
that's
HBO is.
I'll leave you with this. Max Kellerboy. Talk to you later. Not Kellerman. Straight up, Tommy D on Ring Talk.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Average White Band coming back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I think I'm going to retire that music. I think we're going to go in a different direction the next couple of weeks. Maybe bring some a little bit newer, a little bit more hip to the scene. But the bottom line is, Average White Band retired in 2024, of course, after 52 years of being on the road. Straight up, pound for pound, no one away. Of course, a winner a couple of weeks ago, of course, after getting off the deck, now 30 and zip. Wow, 23, 24 knockouts, 32 years old, the pound-for-pound king of boxing. Saul Alvarez, according to BoxRec.com, is ranked number two. I don't even have him up there in the top eight or nine. Bottom line is Terrence Crawford, number three. I think Terrence Crawford is going to beat Saul Alvarez. But the only knock on Crawford is he's 37 years old, and Canelo's 34. So he's got 3 years on Canelo. Of course, he's fighting a guy that might be slightly bigger than him, but the bottom line is I don't think size is going to be the conditioning to be the determining factor. I think it will be talent and skills, and I think that Terrence Crawford's got the talent and the skills to beat him if he doesn't get scared. Number four in the world, according to BoxRec.com, is the other Japanese superstar, Hutto Nakatani. Never before in boxing history has two fighters been in the top 10 pound for pound as far as the boxing ratings are concerned. Of course, this young man's a bantamweight, WBC bantamweight champion, 30 and zip, 27 years old. He is one hell of a fighter. Number five, moving up in the rankings, he's number one in my rankings. Talk about David Benavidez, 30 and zip. Of course, he is the man, 168 pounds, 175 pounds. I think he moved up to cruiserweight. Bottom line is, of course, Canelo Alvarez ducked him for not 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 3.5 years. And what do you say? Now I won't fight him. He says, if you're going to fight anybody at 175 pounds, if he comes back and fights at 175, Canelo, after beating Crawford, he says he would fight Dmitry Bivol, but he has no intention of ever fighting David Benavides because he's a big puss. There's absolutely no doubt about it. El Canela. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one of two coming up. Hour number two coming up after the news here on Sports Pile. And, of course, the impeccable will bring us to the news. But the bottom line is in hour number two, we'll spend some time with one of boxing's, I call him tomorrow's champions. I'm talking about Dante Kirkman, undefeated boxer, and, of course, a student at Stanford University as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for the news. And after that, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The New York Knicks say goodbye to the Boston Celtics and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000 after a win over the Celtics 119-81. The Knicks will now get ready to face the Indiana Pacers in the next round. NFL news, as Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy now signs a five-year deal with the 49ers worth up to $265 million. That includes $181 million in overall guaranteed money. A single game on the ice as the Maple Leafs force Game 7, tying up that Series 3-3 against the Panthers. Maple Leafs win on the road 2-0. Baseball action as the Cubs at home get a huge W against the White Sox, winning big 13-3. Reds also at home win by one over the Guardians 5-4. Phillies take it against the Pirates 8-4. Yankees win it over the Mets 6-2. Nationals on the road against the Orioles take it by one 4-3. Tigers also on the road take it by one 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Braves double it over the Red Sox, winning 4-2. Marlins at home take it against the Rays 9-4. Cardinals win big on the road against the Royals 10-3. A Lone Star showdown between the Rangers and the Astros. Come out on top 6-3. Twins beat the Brewers 3-0. Diamondbacks over the Rockies 8-0. And the Mariners win on the road against the Padres 5-1. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Pivoting on a ruptured Achilles, Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. That's the painful move the Boston Celtics will have to do this offseason after Jason Tatum's season-ending injury last week against the New York Knicks. Many are projecting a 26-27 season Tatum return. If that's the case, the team with the largest payroll next season at close to $500 million will in all likelihood shed a bunch of it. With the uncertainty of his return, why keep several high-salary players who can help this team at best play 580 ball and be an automatic first or second round ouster in the playoffs? Jrue Holiday and especially Al Horford will be closer to 40 than 30 years old come October, and there are whispers that Derek White or Jaylen Brown may be on the trading block. But value with the latter may be reduced as he played much of the 2025 portion of the season with a partially torn meniscus in his right knee. The draft next month may also give clues as to which direction the Celtics are heading. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm Sports Byline. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so confident host. Of course, I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance tips, right? Award-winning writer, award-winning fighter. Bottom line is open phone lines around the planet. If you dare, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we'll bring tomorrow's champion up in our next segment. I'm talking about, of course, Dante Kirkman, a student, currently an undefeated boxer and a student at Stanford University. We'll talk about him and his plans for the future. We'll talk about that and more. Of course, today is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Man, we're rocking and rolling. May 18, 2025. How can I put this? It was a bit of a slow week in the world of boxing, but it's not a slow week in the world of Dana White, because Dana White had a show last night at the Apex Center. Of course, they don't pack big crowds in the Apex Center in Las Vegas, but Dana White packs at Apex Center. Of course, last week he put 18,000 people in Montreal, Canada. The week before that, it was 19,000 people. The week before that, it was 18,000 people. So Dana White's doing something right. In fact, you know, the boxing people that want Dana White to take over in the Senate, they're not boxing people. Boxing people don't want Dana White around at all. Okay, they just don't. They don't. They want to do their own. They want to do things the way they've been doing them for 100 years. But maybe it's time to change. Maybe not with Dana White per se, but maybe it's time to change. What I'm trying to tell you is that the current status of boxing, I think guys like Devin Haney, I mean, you know, him and his father have been ambassadors on YouTube. Basically, that's how they've garnered the boxing world. They conned everybody into thinking he can fight. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the guy, he's got 15 knockouts and like 32 fights or 33 fights. Of course, that one fight where Ryan Garcia roughed him up, they took that one off the book. So he's undefeated with an asterisk, 32-0 with an asterisk. Of course, his father, Bill Haney, is calling for a fight with Teofimo Lopez. Now, I think that Teofimo Lopez's father, Teofimo Lopez Sr. and Teofimo Lopez, yeah, that's right, match Teo's father against Bill Haney. That would be the fight. I don't want to see Haney and Teofimo. I want to watch Haney and Teofimo Lopez's father. Straight up, battle of the dads. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Sports Byline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to bring in one of tomorrow's champions, folks. Of course, our new segment here on Sports Byline. It's time to bring in Dante Kirkman, 4-0, two knockouts coming to us, of course, out of the B Street Gym in San Mateo, California. Dante, how's life treating you, my brother?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much for having me, Pedro.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, young man. I mean, what have you been doing of late? Anything that I need to know about? Anything gossipy?
Well, I'm graduating in about a month from Stanford, so.
Well, I think that's a significant event. Congratulations. I mean, holy cow, you know. I mean, I try to tell guys, you know, school and literacy and this and that, especially when you talk to people in a boxing game. When you try to push literacy to them and reading comprehension, this and that, they don't look at you in the way that you want to be looked at. You hear where I'm coming from?
Yeah, definitely. So, but I'm definitely excited to finally graduate and then continue as a full-time pro.
Okay, so what are you graduating in? What's your degree?
So I have an art practice degree. So my main art practice is being like creative writing, like poetry, short story, and also photography.
You make money doing that?
Not in college.
No, I obviously not in college, but you know, things have changed. I mean, guys can start blogs now. Guys are starting blogs. I mean, guys start YouTubes. A friend of mine, I won't say it's a friend of mine, but somebody that I know is making $7,000 a month on YouTube.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, definitely, like, I mean, as a boxer, like, I've been definitely finding how important social media is. And so that's also something that I've been working on continuously alongside my career.
Okay. What have you learned thus far in four fights? I mean, what do you wake up for with saying, you know, well, I'll never forget that?
Well, I think what I've really learned is, like, that my team really knows what they're doing. Like, Eddie and Casey Croft, they're the real deal. And just, like, all of, like, the experience that I've, like, been getting throughout, like, my amateur career, competing in the Olympic trials and stuff and going to all the tournaments, it was great experience, but, like, the pro experience is it's just different, and having people that have been there and are able to help lead me is a blessing.
You know, Eddie Primetime Croft was ranked number one by the WBC at one time at 122 pounds. He decided to take a fight at 126 pounds and set against Tom Johnson for the IBF. So I thought that was a little bit of a mistake, but outside of that, Primetime Eddie Croft was amazing, man. And you know what? I watch him work in the gym. I see him working with pros and with kids and with adults and this and that. He's like a jack of all trades when it comes to working with people.
Yeah, and he spends just as much time with the kids as he does with the pros. And so, like, that's what I think was really important for my development, just from a young age, just being treated and taught as a pro at 10 years old. And all of this stuff just kind of finally peeking into my pro career.
You know, I was down there for a class. He had some kids in there, and there was a chubby kid that he wasn't in the best of shape in the world. And they're running around the gym, okay? And you see the guy's like, I'm watching him, and like 5 minutes later, he's like, fatigue. He starts walking, and Eddie says to him, there's no room for lazy people here. And the guy picked it up and started running again.
Yeah.
But he was eloquent about it. He didn't call him lazy. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have him call him lazy. He said, there's no room for lazy people. Just put the thought in his mind. The guy was running again.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to inspire and push the youth.
I'll tell you about the inspiration. I remember when I was in my Golden Glove days, on occasion, I would get cocky and not want to run. And my running coach was my mother. She was a track star in high school. So anyway, she was my running coach. So I told her one morning, I ain't running. Yah, blah, blah. He ain't nothing. I'm talking all kinds of smack, laying in bed, Dante. Okay. And she says to me, okay, she goes, okay, Pete, but you know, he's running after all the smack you talked about him. So 15 seconds later, Dante, you heard me shuffling around the room, putting my clothes on. She psyched me out, man. Mom was good at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, Eddie, he's definitely been, like, a parental figure, like, in my life. He definitely knows how to, like parental figures know how to, like, push you and bring you to where they know you can be, so.
They know how to push you and pull you. You know what I'm saying? They know how to push and pull. In other words, that's what makes them different.
Yeah.
They've got that ability. So anyway, what's school like? I mean, you graduate and you have some, they have a senior prom at Stanford or something, like when you graduate, like go to a dance with a bunch of chicks or what?
Like just like graduation ceremonies. So like it'll be in the Stanford football stadium, just kind of graduating everybody at once. And then they do like smaller, like kind of mini graduations within each of the departments. So, nothing like prom, but just the graduation ceremonies, maybe some dinners.
Okay. I've been known to say that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Of course, in September the 12th, we've got Canelo Alvarez taking on Terrence Crawford. Is there really that big of a size difference between those two guys?
Yes, but I'm a believer that Terrence Crawford's the best fighter on the planet right now. And I was kind of like with Terrence Crawford, I trust in his team and whatever they do, because I was an Errol Spence believer and that he completely shut Errol Spence down and saw something that, like, I couldn't see, and a lot of people couldn't see.
Well, I guess you didn't see that picture of him after the car accident?
Well, Earl was beat up in a car accident.
Well, no. He had brain bleeds in both eyes. I mean, both eyes had the corneas with blood around both corneas and both eyes. I mean, he had severe brain damage that was caused by that car accident. But then again, Jerry Jones, who runs Texas, was involved. So, I mean, Jerry Jones got him a green light. Had he been hurt like that in a boxing match, you think he would have been allowed to box again?
I mean,
nah.
But he did just beat him, like, technically. Like, so, like, whatever, like, I believe he sees something in Canelo that he's willing to expose, whether that's maybe he saw something in some of Canelo's past fights or just something that he knows he can do and bring different. And he's also, like, just from what I hear, a pretty just tough guy that wants to – he just loves to fight. So
he's a tough street kid. I think he's a tough street kid. And, you know, I happen to like the way he fights more than I like the way that Alvarez fights. Of course, Alvarez, that last fight against William Scola 4 nights ago, I mean, he followed him around like a dog on a leash.
Yeah, and, yeah, that was – it definitely showed Canelo's like can struggle like with moving, like, yeah, like Skull didn't engage, but it's also, it takes two to tango. So it's also on Canelo to,
yeah, but if, here's what's up. If the guy was doing that, don't you think at some point in time, Canelo should have made a bum's rush on him and tried to get something done. I mean, he didn't even try to do that. He wouldn't step across the line.
Yeah. I'm saying Canelo struggled with the footwork and he should have been able to close the distance. Even though Skull was disengaging, he should have been able to consistently apply pressure. So, yeah.
Okay, last question for you. The Noah Noy, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, minds of many people, of course, got off the deck against Cardenas a fortnight ago. That was a pretty good scrap.
Yeah, it was a good.
Did you watch that?
I caught the highlights of it. I saw that he got caught. Actually, I saw a comparison between that knockdown and because there's talk about Inoue versus Juto Nakatani, and the counter that he got dropped with is similar to something Nakatani likes to throw. So I think that'll be interesting in their fight. But yeah,
that's going to happen. The Battle of Japan, probably in the Tokyo Dome. I wouldn't mind going over for that. I mean, if you've ever been to a fight in Japan, they aren't as loud as fights in other parts of the world, but you know what? They're big boxing fans.
Yeah. So I'm actually supposed to go to Japan soon, so I don't know when that fight is, but it would be awesome if I could make that.
It would be wonderful. So tell me, do you have something on the calendar right now, Dante Kirkman?
Not right now. We're going to have another fight date once I graduate, and we're – yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to – keep his
eyes. You know, I wish you the best of luck. I saw you working out with Eddie a couple of months ago. Of course, you guys are a good team. And if I had to put somebody's life in somebody's hands, I would trust Eddie Croft. I wouldn't trust too many other people, but I trust Eddie Croft. So you are in good hands, young man. And his wife's quite a lady too, Casey.
Yeah, they're both amazing, and they both really, really know their stuff.
The dynamic duo boxing, Casey and Eddie Cross. Straight up, Dante Kirkman, you have a good week. We'll talk real soon, my brother. Good luck to you.
Awesome. Thank you. God bless, Pedro.
Congratulations. Of course, he's graduating from Stanford University. More power to him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He used to call North Hollywood his home back in the day. North Hollywood and the 10 Goose Gym. Joe Goosen, where are you living these days? Beverly Hills?
North Hollywood.
Still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our family's been out there for 60 years now in the Sherman Oaks, North Hollywood area.
Diego Corrales, your client, ultra impressive tonight. I mean, he took apart a guy that was undefeated in 35 fights. Talk to me about Diego's performance.
Well, you know, I've only worked with Diego two fights now, and it's amazing. He's beaten two of the slickest top guys at 130 and 135 now. I'm surprised, not surprised that he did it, but I'm just surprised that it's really happened, you know, this quickly, back to back. You know, Azulino Freitas, I knew was going to be a handful, just like Casamayor. They're slick, they're hard to hit, they're evasive, they sneak up on you quick with punches, and they get out fast. It's hard to really lay a clean glove on them. So Diego knew, we didn't train for a three-round fight. We really trained to go into deep waters in this fight. And
see if he can swim.
Exactly. He's never, and you know, Diego's, once he gets those combinations going, he's devastating. You know, all of them are sharp and short. And when he finally started catching up to him after a few good body shots, the jab started landing, the right uppercut, you know, and then the right hand started landing too later in the fight. And Diego's very strong, so... It's how we expected it to go, Pedro.
The extra 5 pounds seemed to have benefited him greatly. A lot of fighters move up in weight. They get hit with bigger guys. They don't hold up so well. They have problems taking on the upper body strength of the higher weight fighter. But Diego handled things remarkably tonight.
Well, you got to think about it. You know, Diego's close to 6 feet tall. He's got a frame that can handle a lot more weight. You know what it is? He made 130 so easily for Casamayor, and I found out why. He's not a big eater. He really isn't. He eats, he picks, he takes a couple bites, and that's it for him, which is kind of a blessing in a way, you know, as he's got no body fat on him.
Unlike you and me.
Right, exactly. We'll talk about that.
Another story, another day.
but he really enjoyed having that extra weight on him. In other words, we didn't have to cut down into the mid and high 30s to make 30, you know, in the last couple of weeks. We could stay in the 42, 43 range while we were sparring. Which really, you know, made the sparring go. He didn't really get worn out through the training camp, and it was a long one. It was a 9-week, and we were doing 3-a-days.
From the positives to the negatives, Michael second to none, got 24 years in the slam in Davenport, Iowa, for cocaine distribution. And I'll never forget what Bob Sirkine, the late legendary amateur official Bob Sirkine, your friend of mine,
right,
what he said to Danny when your brother signed Michael Nunn, your biggest job would be to keep him out of Davenport, Iowa, and it didn't. That sure did ring true, huh?
Boy, that is so true, Pedro. Not only Bob said it, but his brother-in-law, Roger Craig, the great running back for the 49ers. And, but Mike had this, he just had this craving, this desire to always go back to Davenport and go back with his buddies. And, you know, I mean, he really was a small town guy. Mike Nunn. He didn't like the big city much. You know, he was raised in a small town in Iowa, and he really liked going back then. That's where his family was and his friends. But as it turns out, you know, Mike has no one to blame, but, you know, I hate to say it, because, you know, I've made a million mistakes in my life. But
yeah, but you and I don't distribute cocaine.
You're right. But I just feel bad. I really do.
That was your first champion?
Yes, he was. Yeah. I mean, he could still be fighting today.
At one time, the best fighter pound for pound?
I've had a lot of great fighters, but he was probably the guy that I walked in the ring with most confident. It seemed like he barely lost rounds when I trained him. Not when I trained, but, you know, you could have put a cigar store Indian in the corner, and Mike Nunn would be impossible to fight.
Well, this man's no cigar store Indian. Pound for pound, he's one of the better trainers in all of boxing. A pretty good guy. How's your family?
Great, thank God. My mom, 83 this year, and I love her to death. My whole family's doing great, and that's really what counts, Pedro. It really is. You know, hey, the older I get, you know, the more sentimental I get.
The older we get, folks. Joe Goosen, thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, Pedro. I appreciate it.
Joe Goosen, of course, trainer extraordinaire, trained Ryan Garcia about a year and a half ago, of course, with that fight with Tank Davis, in which Tank Davis just annihilated Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia didn't show up for the fight. Bottom line is, Ryan conned Joe Goosen, because I thought that Joe Goosen was an authoritarian in the corner. In other words, what he said usually happened, okay? But he couldn't handle him. Bottom line is, couldn't handle him. Let's talk about some of the fights this weekend. Of course, Sergey El Flaco Barachek, now 26-2, 24 KOs, a 10-round unanimous winner over Michael the Professor Fox, now 25-5, only five KOs. When you can't punch, it's like going to a gunfight with a knife. You're not going to win. On Saturday night, it was at the Commerce Casino in Los Angeles, California. Commerce Casino is pretty cool. I saw a couple concerts there. Scores were 97-93, 97-93, and 98-92. Some people thought these scores were a little bit wide. Top-ranked featherweight, he's ranked by all four of the sanctioning bodies, the ones that count. Featherweight contender Omar, the King of L.A. Trinidad, now 19-0 with one draw, 13 KOs. Outworked Alexander Superman, Supermova Espinosa, now 23-7, three draws with eight KOs, another one. In other words, listen, you notice these guys that can't punch are losing fights, right? Can't punch, he's probably not going to win too many fights. Scores 98-92, 8-2 in rounds, 99-91, 9-1 in rounds, and 190, that's 10-1 in rounds. WBO female, super flyweight champ, 115 pounds, Nzoga Huruta, now 8-0, 2 KOs, defending her title for the fourth time against number one ranked Carla Munica Marino, now 16-2, 4 KOs. Chicks can't punch, man. Nobody wants to see chicks fight. I don't, because they throw like girls, you know. They're not throwing with leverage on it because they're using boxing gloves that are way, 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 way too big for their size and stature. I mean, come on. You can't tell me that a man and a woman at 115 pounds are the same. They're just not. The guy at 150 pounds probably got more muscle mass, more strength, the whole nine yards, right? So you're going to put in him and her with the same size gloves? Doesn't make any sense. Of course, in tennis, the court is smaller. In basketball, I think the hoop's a little lower. Bottom line is, they change the rules for women in other sports, but they don't in boxing. I think it hurts women. I think it hurts women. Anyway, Fernando Vargas talked about this a little earlier. Of course, Vargas Jr. now 17-0, 15 KOs. Son of the former world champion Fernando Vargas El Feroz stopped Gonzalo Correa 23-8, 9 KOs. In the fourth round of a headlining bout, of course, that was at the Thunder Casino, the Thunder Studios in Long Beach, California. Vargas had a tough task from the start. No, he didn't. Bottom line, Vargas is pretty much for real. His brother Emiliano, according to Tommy D, is even better. Now, heavyweights Johnny the Rumford Bull Fisher and Dave White Rhino Allen renewed hostilities, according to Fight News, on Saturday night at London's Copper Box Arena after their controversial contest in Saudi Arabia back in December, where Fisher took a split decision. This time, Allen, 24-7-2, 19 KOs, brutally knocked out the previous unbeaten WBA number 13 guy, WBL number 13 guy, rated Fisher, 13-1 now, 11 KOs in the fifth round. Allen dropped him. Fisher, and then he laid him out face first. I only knocked that one guy face first, okay? And I think I was just lucky. And that's all. I mean, hit him clean on the chin, he just fell. But the bottom line is, face first knockouts don't happen all that often. The North American Boxing Federation of which I was their boxing writer of the year back in 1990 and 1995. Good Lord, I'm showing my age. Anyway, the NABF has elected its first female president in the organization's 57 years, and Joanna Aguilar de Breen will take over after longtime president Dwayne Ford is stepping down. You know, Dwayne Ford's a class act. When I got in some trouble legally wise, I got in some, you know, remember I went to war with Bob Arum. Of course, I wasn't trying to get Bob Arum thrown in jail, but I was trying to expose the fact that they were fixing fights and they fixed some medical tests and all this kind of good stuff. And then Arum popped off in the Las Vegas newspaper and said I wasn't a real writer, so I sued him. And then, of course, I got a 10 grand settlement out of that. Bottom line is, you know, Arum is what he was, but had he went down in that Operation Matchbox, Gaga, had he went down, the company wouldn't exist. It just wouldn't. I mean, it would have been dissolved. There's no doubt about it. Of course, 19 sealed indictments. Wow, who was going to get indicted at that company? It wasn't going to be Arum. I thought it was going to be Todd DeBuff. I thought there was a chance that Bruce Trampler, the matchmaker, was going to get indicted. I thought they leaving Lee Samuels, a publicist, possibly he may be indicted. Because listen, according to a tape that I listened to that the FBI had, these guys, they were recorded talking about, they watched a fixed fight on television, and they were talking about it afterwards, like, you know, like shooting the spit with an H, right? Shooting the spit. But the FBI was recording. Of course, that was Frankie Manzioni. Of course, he was the FBI guy. Of course, the FBI informant, former sergeant in the New York Police Department that infiltrated the sport of boxing. Of course, he had a trucking company, YGJ. YGTJ. You're going to jail. That's what it's standing for. And people didn't get hit to it, but he was putting people in jail. He was. And of course, then he went after Arum. And Arum, of course, as powerful as he is, the former United States attorney back in the Kennedy administration. Of course, he had political connections. And John Ashcroft, the attorney at the time, the attorney general at the time, had all 19 indictments dismissed. I mean, how can you do that? 19 sealed indictments against top rank. That's what I was told. Of course, I testified before the grand jury down there in Las Vegas, probably one of the only reporters to ever do so. But the bottom line is, I thought top rank of Bob Arum were about to go. But they got a second life because of John Ashcroft. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up after the break, we'll go deep into the world of Dana White. I'm talking about white privilege. No, not really. I get on him all the time because he's not my favorite guy. He just isn't okay. But the bottom line is he's doing million dollar gates every couple of weeks. $6 million last week, a couple million the week before that, a couple million the week before that. Bottom line is Dana White is on fire. We'll talk about that more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. UFC action coming up after the show. Short break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So
call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The promoter of the new WBO 135-pound champion, of course, the ex-champion at 130, still the reigning champion at 130, and now 135. Obviously, he's not going back to 130, is he, Gary Shaw?
No, we gave up the title in order to be able to fight this fight. So he's not going back down. He's really comfortable at 35. I think he was about 34 the day before, and then we went in and ate our way to 35.
Gary Shaw is our guest, the promoter of Diego Corrales. What's next for Diego? Will it be a third fight with Joel Casamayor?
I don't know at this time. I mean, like I said earlier, we're going to go back as a team, talk about it. I mean, you have Juan Diaz for the 35 WBA. We have an agreement to fight the step aside in WBO 130, you know, 5. Maybe Morales will come up and test them. You know, they're
No. Well, try that one again, Gary. Try to sell that one again. Gary's going to try to sell Eric Morales moving up to 135 and take it on Diego Corrales. Try that one again.
Maybe Floyd will come back down to 135, and but he's not going to duck anybody. I mean, we're going to fight good fights.
You have possibly one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world, but let's be honest, with one shot, when Diego gets his leverage down and everything's right, he's as lethal as Tommy used to be in the old days. Talk about Hearns.
Yeah, he's got that reach and that height. And if you let him set and you don't pressure him, then you're in trouble. And I think Freitas fought a very smart, probably first five rounds roughly, moving side to side, getting in, punching, getting back out. But I knew he couldn't keep up the pace, or I didn't believe it. And then all of a sudden you saw Diego, Freitas slow down, and Diego started to, you know, sit on his punches.
Okay, I asked you this question a couple years ago. I asked you again. How can you continue to prosper in times of recession? I mean, it's a good question, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do right by my fighters. They leave with 90%, if not more, of all the money. I try to do the best job I can and get them the best fights. I don't duck. Everybody who knows who fights for me, they got to fight. So that's it.
Former Athletic Commission, currently a successful promoter, as I said, operating in the green, in the blue, in times of recession, man, that's amazing. What's next for you?
Next for me, I have Showbox on September. I have a big card, October 2nd, that Showtime has to announce. It may announce tonight. It's going to shock everybody. A huge triple header.
Well, tell me now.
I can't, but...
Oh, Gary, come on, man. I won't play this till Monday. Tell me.
No, trust me, Pedro. I love you.
You don't trust me.
I trust everybody, but it's Showtime's call for the announcement.
All the best to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.
The late Gary Shaw, former New Jersey Athletic Commission member, boxing promoter extraordinaire. He was the guy that pushed Diego Corrales back into that fight with Jose Luis Castillo like 3 or 4 months after, of course, their first fight. I think the first fight was like, wow. I mean, it was just like the war of wars. And, of course, Diego won after spitting out the mouthpiece a couple of times. I actually thought it was a fight he had his hand raised, but he actually lost the fight. He took more damage than Castillo did. Of course, and then Castillo came back in the rematch and stopped him in the fourth round. And from that point forward, Diego Corrales was never Diego Corrales again. Straight up, let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Because last night, let's go talk about some of the crowds before I get to the actual results. Let's go back in time to the first year, because first year, talking about January 11th, no, they get back into a dome in Inglewood, California. Dana White drew 18,000 people. That was in January 18th. Of course, we went on to Saudi Arabia, don't have a attendance on that. In Sydney, Australia, you drew 18,000 people. That was UFC 312. That was February 8th. February, take it back. March 1st, he went to the Apex. March 8th, he went again with UFC 313. He drew 18,000 people at the T-Mobile Arena, okay? A couple weeks later, March 22nd, the O2 Arena, London, UK, drew 18,000 people. Next week, Mexico City, drew 19,000 people. 2 weeks later, he's in Miami, Florida. I'm talking about April 12th. He draws 18,000 people. April 26th, he goes back to Kansas City, Missouri, where they had, I think they had a UFC event a couple of years ago. T-Mobile Center there drew 15,000 people. Time after that, UFC on ESPN, Sandra Hagen versus Figueiredo. That was May 3rd. And, of course, that did the Wells Fargo Arena this morning, Iowa, did 15,000 people for an ESPN card. Okay, UFC 319, which was 315, was a fortnight ago, week before last. Muhammad, let me tell you, that was a good card. I'll get into it in depth. But the bottom line is they drew 19,000 people in Montreal, Canada. Of course, boxing isn't drawing 19,000 people. Canelo maybe can fill an arena with a bunch of Mexican fans, but there's no really any boxers out there that can sell tickets. Why? I really don't know. But the bottom line is, I think the boxers should try to learn something from the world of the UFC, in other words, as far as marketing is concerned. Now, talking about the last night UFC event, Michael Morales at the Apex Center in Las Vegas beat Gilbert Burns. Gilbert Burns loses for the fourth time. I mean, isn't it time to give it up? I mean, he's 22-9, loses four fights in a row, gets knocked out in the first round. Time to give it up, man. 3:39 in the first round. Co-feature, Marion Santos defeated Sodiq Youssef. It was unanimous night across the board. Those were lightweights. Of course, the welterweight contest between Michael Morales and Gilbert Burns, that's 170 pounds. Some of the other fights in the card, nothing really to jump out at me. You know, I'm just nothing. But last week's card, holy cow, UFC 315. Jack Della Maddalena from Australia. He is the real deal. He's the best thing I've seen in the world of mixed martial arts in a long, long time. Tall, skinny, white kid, had a couple injuries, was off a couple years, but he can fight. He took apart Bareil Muhammad, who was the cockiest guy I've ever seen in my entire life. Listen, I've seen a lot of cocky dudes, but this dude was the cockiest dude I think I've seen in a long, 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 long time. In other words, he was a perfect heel. You could easily hate this guy. You could easily, well, guess what? He got his ass whooped. Unanimous decision loss, 48-47, 48-47. I had a four rounds of one, 49-46, as did one judge. But Jack Della Maddalena beats Bilal Muhammad for the UFC welterweight championship, 170 pounds. Of course, that was the weight class in which George St. Pierre excelled so well. And speaking of George St. Pierre, you know, people ask why him and Khabib never really fought anymore, because they didn't want to make the weight cuts anymore. Those weight cuts were killing them. I think the weight cuts lead to brain damage. That's what a couple of fighters have told me. Guys that have, I won't mention their names, but they're going through neurological issues right now and have got seeing doctors and all this kind of good stuff because of boxing. But they think that the weight cuts, the dehydration, would hurt their brain more than the punches. Maybe there's some merit to that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Listen, that card last week, Valentina Shevchenko beat Manon Farah for the women's flyweight championship, but the featherweight contest, take it back, the women's flyweight contest on the card, this really stole the show. This girl fights so good, she twitches with her butt. I kid you, when I say twitches with her butt, I'm not kidding you. She does something with her butt, and you look at her butt, and she hits you in the head. I mean, she's got all kinds of tricks. I kid you not. I'm talking about Natalia Silva. 13 fights in a row, she's won 13 in a row. That's a whole lot. I mean, when you're kicking people's ass in the world of mixed martial arts, 13 fights in a row, you got something going. Of course, the girl in the opposite corner is a former champion just last year, Alexis Grasso from Mexico. I mean, she could fight, no doubt about that, but she got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. In fact, if they were lesbians, it would have been domestic violence. 30-27, 30-27, and 30-27. Natalia Silva of Brazil is the real deal. There's no doubt about it. She's got 25 fights, 19 wins. Five losses, and of course she's on a 13-fight winning streak. More power to her, but I think she's the pound-for-pound star in the world of women's MMA right now. I mean, she looks so good. I don't want to say it, but she's really, 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 really looked good. I mean, just, I can't say enough. I mean, she was just I was blown away by it. Of course, the next UFC card, UFC on ESPN, is going to be next week, May 31st. Of course, coming to you live, I believe, from the, where is the Apex Center? No, the Apex Center in Price, Nevada. Of course, that's the place that they sort of call it a gym, but the bottom line is during the COVID days, Dana was throwing fights there. Erin Blanchfield in a women's flyweight bout is going to take on Marcy Barber. That's going to be in a five-round bout. Of course, all the main events in the UFC are five rounds, five-minute rounds. So any of the other fights are three-minute rounds. A lightweight contest between Matuz Gamrot taking on Ludovic Klein. Good names there. Of course, welterweight contest, Billy Ray Golf taking on Kosek Hun. Bottom line is, I don't know any of these guys. I don't know bottom line. I want to talk about last week's card news for a second, though. Got to go back to that because, you know, it was a bit of a ripoff and talking about Jose Aldo. Of course, a former bantamweight champion. I mean, man, he was an epic star, but he lost unanimous knockout across the board, 29-28. That's two rounds of one. I thought he won two rounds of one. I think the establishment tried to screw him for some reason. I mean, this was a fight that he definitely won. It was just hands down, no doubt about it. Of course, he's had 42 total fights. He's won 32. He's lost nine. He's had one draw. He has lost 10. I think he lost 10 fights. Of course, that was his 10th loss last week. But that was a ripoff. I mean, if ever, ever, ever there was a fight where a guy that deserved to get it didn't get it, that was probably with Jose Aldo last week. In fact, you know, when he was sitting on the floor, he was laying on his butt, basically sitting on his ass, sitting there shaking his head, didn't know what was going on. I remember reminding me of the time when I fought for the police championships, the World Police Games, and we're in Tucson, Arizona. And anyway, I knocked this guy down two rounds, first and the third round, did some bolo punch on him. I just outschooled him and dogged him to no end. He was from the Liverpool or the English Police Department, something like that, from the UK. Anyway, 147 pounds, we'll move him up in weight. So I beat him like I beat him down, right? And they tried to give me the silver medal afterwards. I told him to stick it up there. You know what? I said, and if the arena was still standing and the gym was still standing and the ring was still there, my silver medal would still be there. I refused to take it. I mean, it was just a totally uncalled for, much like Jose Aldo last week. Of course, 38 years old. He's probably going to retire, and he's not going to retire. He was going to retire. He's not going to retire. Based on that fight last week, he probably's got one more fight left in him. But then again, you know, with CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, I know I repeat that a lot. I use that word a lot. But the bottom line is, it's evident both in the NFL and soccer to an extent. But, you know, the only sport that has no injuries is about is golf. I mean, outside of that, golf, I take that by amateur boxing has less injuries than golf. But golf, I mean, if you want not to get injured, play golf. Bottom line, if you want to do football or combat sports, you're probably going to get hurt, no doubt about that. And back to the pound for pound best fighter in all of boxing, the Noah Inouye, talking about fighting again in the United States. It's going to be in July or August. That's too soon, I think. But the bottom line is, of course, Ramon Cardenas dropped him in that one round, of course, brought some drama to it. But, man, the kid came back. I'm talking about, hey, had he not been dropped at the end of the round, though, things might have been different. I mean, had Cardenas had a couple of minutes or a minute and a half maybe to work on a hurt Inouye like that, I think he might have finished him. Because guess what? Everybody's susceptible. Everybody can get knocked out. Everybody can get knocked out. Believe me. I remember when I thought I was invincible, and then some guy hit me so hard, I woke up on the floor of the Las Vegas, the Showboat Hotel. I woke up on the floor. I said to myself, what am I doing here? And I look at everybody's telling me, get up. What are you talking about? Get up. What are you talking? Yeah, and then I finally figured out I got knocked down. Of course, that was the first two knockdowns against Ernie Chavez. After the second knockdown, I repeated myself from the hour number one. When I looked across the ring, there was eight guys. There was eight guys. You're supposed to fight one of these guys, but there's eight guys. Eight guys and three referees. So there's 11 people in the ring. There's only supposed to be nine people and me. Right, I mean, two people and me. So there's an extra nine people there. I can't handle that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Approaching 52 and a half minutes past the hour. Let's take an early break. Of course, this is the Insiders looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Next week, I've got some MMA star, an MMA star I'm going to bring onto the show. I can't confirm him yet because his PR guy says don't do it. So straight up, I can't. But straight up, we'll do some UFC next week. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Dr. Fernandez, if he was around right now, he'd be prescribing drugs to me. No doubt about that. It's been a rough show. Let me tell you, these remote broadcasts, I got to give my producer all kinds of credit because, you know, he's on the other end of the line. He's like in San Francisco. I'm somewhere else in California. We couldn't get together because it was a big race in California and San Francisco and all the roads were tied up. So the bottom line is we're doing this remote broadcast and we're like blind. It's like two blind guys leading each other around. So he's sort of cool. Of course, he's the impeccable and Bailey Peck. Without him, I really don't think I'd still be doing radio. So if you like the show, a lot of it has to do with the fact that Bailey's still producing things. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. May 23rd on The Zone, Maxie Hughes and Archie Sharp are going to hook it up in a lightweight bout. May 24th on To Be Announced, Angelo Leon versus Tomoka Kamita, one of the Kamita brothers, IBF featherweight title. Kamita's, I think they peaked like 115, 118. They were Japan's idols before the Noenoi. Of course, Pedro Takoran, they take on Jinjura Shikoga. That's the IBF strawweight title. Who cares? May 24th, Josh Taylor and Echo Osulum. That's going to take place in the UK. It'll be on the zone. May 28th, Eduardo Nunes versus Masanino Rikishi for the IBF junior lightweight title, 130 pounds. WBO bantamweight title in the same crowd. May 30th, Miguel. None of these guys, I mean, none of this stuff. Listen, if you're looking to get an erection, like from any of these fights, it ain't going to happen. It's just not. I mean, this is like, you'd have to take like 1,000 milligrams of Viagra to get up for these fights. These fights are terrible. They look terrible on table, on paper. Of course, May 31st, maybe things are improving when PBS goes to Prime Video, one of their Prime Video cards. Caleb Plant, always entertaining, taking on Jose Resendez. Resendez probably going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree here. Caleb Plant is on a bit of a roll. He's the real deal. And Jamal Charlo, the former 160-pound champion, now fighting at 168, is going to take on Thomas Lamanna. He's fighting these guys. Both guys are at 168 super middleweight fights. If they win, they will fight later in the year. June 5th, Artur Bisonov versus TBA, To Be Annihilated, junior welterweight bout, ESPN+, June the 5th. June the 7th, Keyshawn Davis versus Edwin De Los Santos, WBO lightweight title. Keyshawn might be the best at 135. People tell me that. And then, you know, you got Shakur Stevenson, all kinds of guys at 135. Tank Davis at 135, you know. Who's really the best? Until they fight each other, we'll never know. And guess what? They're never going to fight each other. That's not going to happen in today's world of boxing. In fact, today's world of boxing is all about taking the least amount of risk that you can and running with it. That's the way it is. Look at Devin Haney. I mean, people, I keep bringing up Devin Haney time after time after time. But if ever there was a product of YouTube, that's him. I mean, come on, man. The guy can't punch and he can't take a punch. Every time he's been hit, he's wobbled or got knocked down. Of course, it wasn't for that referee. Was it Harvey Dock? Harvey Dock saved his ass. There were 4 knockdowns in the 7th round alone, and I think he only called 1 or 2 of them. Bottom line is, Harvey Dock did the brother a solid that night. Of course, Bernard Hopkins said that. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.